ShareCare is the leading online health and wellness engagement platform, providing millions of consumers with a personal, results-oriented experience by connecting them to the most qualified health resources and programs they need to improve their health. It's time now for ShareCare Radio on RadioMD.com. Here's your host, Dr. Daria.
Hi, Dr. Daria back. Every month I'll host a men's health segment, and today I'm speaking with Dr. Arthur Crowley, another one of our ShareCare Editorial Advisory Board members and a practicing urologist. Dr. Crowley is currently the president and CEO of LBI Urology in New Jersey. He's taught at State University of New York and was the chief of urology service at Brooklyn's VA Medical Center. Dr. Crowley, thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you, Daria, for the invite.
Absolutely. Let's get right into this. And for 2015, I know there's going to be a lot of men's health news. I want to start off with routine wellness. And you'd mentioned a little bit that men are dropping out of healthcare. You know, what's the big message that you give to men for routine healthcare?
Well, I think you raise a very good point, Daria. I think that typically for men, they drop out between the age of 18 and don't really come back into the health system until about the age of 40. Unless there's something like an accident that occurs on work or pre-employment type physical, they simply just don't have that sort of in their regimen of doing that. Just as an aside, understand women are usually conditioned at a very early age to keep track of their health. I mean, they seek exams as they begin a cycle, seek birth control, for example. Of course, those things lead to other discussions like cancer prevention. They provide general health for women. Men don't seem to have that sort of maintenance schedule whatsoever. And again, it's not until they're either prompted by a significant other or by their wife will they typically go in to get something done or even get checked. And of course, as they have children, for example, and raising a family, they realize they become more of the breadwinner and that they have to keep themselves in good health.
Yeah, they really do. It's very important. So how often do you think, say, a man is 18 to 40, no other medical problems, how often should he be going to his doctor? And is it a primary care doctor you want them to see?
So again, I think it gets back to, you hear me say this a couple times, the discussion for men ought to begin with family history. So they ought to, you know, really be thinking about, well, what did my family suffer with if they did suffer with anything at all? You know, high blood pressure, for example, diabetes, high cholesterol. These things are silent killers. And these are things that men should be in tune with as terms of their own wellness. But typically should start with a primary care physician. Things like blood pressure ought to be checked at a minimum of every 2 years. Even if they didn't have a doctor, because a lot of times guys say, I can't find a good doctor, or to take off time from work, or it's going to cost me a copay. I mean, there are these wellness programs. There are a lot of times screenings are done as health fairs. That's a good place even to start if you didn't want to go to, let's say, take off time. Just go to a health fair and get something simple like blood pressure check. In some cases, they actually will draw some blood and check for prediabetes and check for cholesterol.
That's great. And that you may raise a great point for wellness. I have to give a little bit of a push for ShareCare. People can go on to ShareCare.com and get some great wellness programs. So ideally, they should be going to their doctor, but an interim step is to, you know, keep track of their health, their blood pressure, and other testings. You mentioned, so moving on to actually conditions, you mentioned blood pressure, you mentioned diabetes. You know, say a gentleman has diabetes, or say a gentleman is at risk for diabetes, how often should they be getting tested for type 2 diabetes?
Well, typically testing is repeated probably every 2 to 3 years. Now, if they have a family history of diabetes, it should start at an earlier age. I mean, the typical thing that most of the American Heart Association, for example, recommends testing by the age of 45. If you have a family history of diabetes, or if in fact you're determined to have a pre-diabetic state, it should be tested much sooner and obviously at a very shorter interval of time. There are things that you can do, certainly if you're in the category of pre-diabetes, changing lifestyle, changing diet. But it's important also to work with your healthcare provider and be able to let them know that you, in fact, have changed your lifestyle potentially, that you're looking at a weight reduction program. A lot of times, people don't necessarily have to be started on medication, and those who might be started can actually probably decrease the medications, but that should be under a doctor's guide and not just
alone. That's a really great point. A lot of people get that pre-diabetes, and they think, well, it's a certain event, I'm going to develop diabetes, but that's not necessarily the case is what you're saying. They can take control and intervene themselves at that point.
That is correct. And the same thing would go for cholesterol. If you find out your cholesterol is elevated, you know, changing a diet slightly, a lot of times it doesn't have to be a medication you have to go out and try to stay on chronically.
Mm-hmm. But you also make a really great point. Yes, if you change your lifestyle, change your diet, exercise more, you may be able to come off of either your diabetes, your blood pressure, or cholesterol medication, or at least lower it. But don't ever do that on your own. Speak to your doctor, and then you can lower it or change it with their guidance.
That's correct. And I guess cholesterol, something like cholesterol checking, probably should be done every 5 years.
Okay.
That's the current recommendation, probably starting about the age of 20.
Okay. Now, moving on from kind of, some of our heart disease factors to prostate, there's always a little bit of discussion about, that we hear in the news about prostate exams and how to interpret PSAs. How often should men start, and when should men start getting prostate exams and PSA tests?
Well, as you know, Daria, and most of the public are aware of this as well, there's been a recent disagreement regarding routine screening for prostate cancer. Certainly, the American Cancer Society recommends that you have a discussion with your doctor regarding the risk and benefits and make an informed decision. Those who are at risk for prostate cancer, and again, we don't know all the risk factors, those who may be at risk should certainly start at around the age of 40 to 45, at least having a PSA done. PSA is certainly the most valuable test we have at this present time. The test before this, by the time it became even elevated, you probably were getting your gravestone carved. So again, PSA is not the end-all to be-all, but it is the best test that's come along until something else is better. And testing typically is done once a year, starting at an age of, let's say, 45 to 50, and then again, discussion with the doctor in terms of moving forward if it's elevated.
Okay, that's great to know. And then is there an age at which they can stop getting prostate test, PSA testing?
That's another very good question, and that really has been determined, but I think when you get to about the age of 80 to 90, you really are looking at someone who, just based on age alone, probably has cancer of prostate. That's the issue. They're not going to die of that disease.
Right.
So people are looking at potentially, there have been some guidance about, well, look at the 10-year life expectancy. If it's there, it's there. If it isn't really there, we really shouldn't be doing a lot of the testing that's done because we want to be over-testing and potentially over-treating. So
yes,
probably about the age 75 to 80 would be an age where you say, cut it off.
Okay. Speaking of things that occur as we start to get older, male menopause. You and I were talking about it. Tell me, there's some arguments. Is it real?
Well, in general, testosterone levels decline throughout adulthood. Probably goes down about 1% per year after the age of 30. Male menopause is certainly not something that's like female menopause, where it's very abrupt. There's a dramatic decrease, let's say, in the hormones produced by the ovaries. For men, it's more of a gradual thing. As I mentioned that, the best way to know if that's happening would be a change in testosterone or at least testing for testosterone levels. Sometimes there's a tip-off with symptoms like a change in sexual function, maybe erectile dysfunction or a decrease in sexual desire, might be even a sleep pattern change like insomnia. But these aren't really... These signs symptoms may not be very specific for testosterone being lowered. There could be other things going on, decrease in thyroid function. I mean, general depression or excessive alcohol. There are other things that have to be into play, as well as life changes. Loss of a significant other, loss of family members. Those are things that can drive you into depression having nothing at all to do with testosterone.
Okay, so what you're saying is that at that age, if a gentleman starts experiencing changes in, in their energy and depression, body mass, they should really get tested for not just testosterone, but thyroid and other medical conditions as well.
Correct, okay. And a good history taking would play a role as well.
Okay, good history is always very important. Again, with a discussion with your doctor and getting back into the healthcare system by talking with a provider who knows you well. So, Dr. Crowley, the time has flown. Thank you so much. Look forward to having you back on the show again soon.
I would love to do that.
Thank you. This is Dr. Daria. You're listening to ShareCare Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.